This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Among the many, many things President Trump has said about immigration since he took office is that he has repeatedly and publicly admired a skills-based immigration policy where it's easier for skilled workers to get in. Canada does it. It's points-based up there technically, but as so often happens with things of, about, or related to economics, there have been some unintended side effects, including this. Lots of high-skilled workers can mean a low-skilled labor shortage. Marketplace's Ryan Kyloth reports now from Montreal.
Richard Vigneault has a problem. He's a spokesperson for Olimel, one of the biggest food processing companies in Canada.
Olimel, it's called O-L-Y-M-E-L.
And here's the problem. Olimel has hundreds of positions it can't fill for going on 2 years now.
If you go into Quebec City now, the unemployment rate is only 2.7%. This is full employment, so you don't find anyone. It's very tough to find new employees.
Especially for low-skilled jobs. Olimel's got engineers and PhDs. What it needs is people to drive trucks, pluck chickens, raise pigs, and work the production line. This is a nationwide problem, and it's especially pronounced in Quebec. Yves-Thomas Dorval heads up Quebec's Conseil du Patronat, sort of a chamber of commerce.
We have 1 million jobs to fill for the next 5 years.
1 million jobs in Quebec province alone, which has a smaller population than New York City. Now, a classic fix for a labor shortage is import more workers, which Canada does, but... here's the second part of the problem.
So tell me, the point-based immigration system, it does not favor low skills, is that correct?
Correct.
Canada took nearly 300,000 immigrants in 2016, half of them through this points system, which favors advanced degrees and qualifications. Now Canada's getting a new lower-skilled labor supply from an unlikely source.
Thousands of Haitians fleeing this country and going to Canada.
The Trump administration announcing it is ending Haiti's coverage under TPS.
Temporary protected status.
Every year, it's about 1,000 Haitians coming. And last summer, it was 12,000.
Marjorie Villefranche directs Maison d'Haïti, a Haitian community organization. She says the last time Canada saw an influx like this of Haitians was after the horrible earthquake there in 2010. In Canada, asylum seekers present themselves at the border for arrest and processing. This summer, Quebec officials are expecting up to 400 a day.
How long from the moment they get arrested until they learn about Maison d'Haïti?
How long? At the border.
Asylum seekers coming from the U.S. can expect the immigration court and appeals process to take 2 to 3 years. And in the meantime, they're allowed to work. Villefranche says companies come recruiting at Maison d'Haïti all the time, including Olimel, the food processor we heard from earlier.
Ah, tu parles anglais?
Mais oui, un peu. On va essayer.
Okay, we can switch to a little English then?
Yeah.
Haitian citizen Mark Melfort arrived in the U.S. in 2013 and worked as a driver, first in Georgia, then Virginia. But when the Trump administration announced it would end his temporary protected status, he figured Canada would be a safer bet.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. They had the president say, no immigrant. They don't want immigrant, you know. That's why they come here, they get afraid.
He's at Maison d'Haïti today to meet with Olimel about a job on one of its pig farms. He says he feels valued the company is seeking him out, and he adds America could learn something from the example.
Without immigrants, country not going to be okay, you know.
Olimel currently employs more than 200 Haitians who crossed into the country illegally last summer. They may have to leave after 2 or 3 years, but for now they're providing a valuable service. The asylum seekers couldn't come to Canada through the regular system, but after crossing illegally, they've become essential. In Quebec, I'm Ryan Kyloth for Marketplace.